Someone on social media recently started a topic about the weirdest dating requirements you have, and it went viral. Like, people were all in on that.
Okay.
Like, not the normal things, like, they have to have a pulse.
Uh-huh.
They...
And we stop there.
They have to have a pulse. And, you know, I didn't date a whole lot before meeting my wife, but I didn't have really strict dating requirements. I thought that maybe a turnoff were people that didn't have good oral hygiene.
Oh, yeah. You have to have decent teeth.
You know, my dad is a dentist, and so that was kind of like beaten into me from an early age about oral hygiene.
Yes.
And so if a potential partner didn't really have good oral hygiene, then I was like, all right, no, I don't know if this can happen. But some of the responses were pretty funny. So, weirdest dating requirement. No vanity license plates, which would have counted you out back in the day.
Oh, yes. I did have one of
yes,
those. I learned, though, it wasn't a great idea. I put Kelly K on my license
Or it was a great branding idea.
Well, yeah, no. It attracted way more attention than I needed it to.
I think Amy, who just texted us, she literally touched on something that I just mentioned a little bit ago, said my wife's weird dating requirement, nails have to be short with no white showing.
No white showing?
Yeah, like white or the tips.
The tips,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. So no French tips for her.
Oh, wow. You need a little bit of that, right?
A
little bit. Right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit, maybe a couple millimeters, but that's about it. But I would say if it gets over, yeah, if they're super long,
well,
maybe that's
yes,
an issue.
No. If they're, I've never understood the people that get like the you know, the nails done, the tips, the glued on things, and they're super pointy.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do anything with your hands?
You should talk to my daughters because they love those.
They're getting into that? Really?
Oh my gosh.
How do you do anything, especially if you have contacts?
I want to speak specifically
to people that have contacts.
They don't have contacts. Right. So they don't have to worry about that stuff. Another weird dating requirements. No flip-flops on dudes.
Okay, but if you're at the beach, acceptable? I think walking around town, yeah, I get it.
Maybe a little bit too casual.
Looks a little too sloppy cash.
Well, and then there's the, along the same lines, no backward hat wearing guys or girls for weird dating requirements. They can't wear a backwards hat.
If we're on a date, yes.
Yeah,
now, if you're just walking around, though, casually, that can be really cute.
I will say that I probably, when I wear a baseball hat, it is 19 times out of 20 pointed forward. I will flip it around backwards sometimes if I'm running, and then I'll wear sunglasses, which kind of defeats the purpose.
Yes, it does.
A little redundant.
Right.
Where it's like, just turn the bill around, buddy.
Right.
And then you don't need to wear the sunglasses.
But people still wear sunglasses and baseball hats.
Right. And then I remember when I went to the Taylor Swift concert,
I
wore a hat backwards because... Yeah. The colors on the front of the hat didn't necessarily match the rest of my outfit.
Okay.
And so the back mesh did.
Right.
And so I just went
back. Better choice.
More showing.
Because when they see the front. Okay. So are these just like person qualities that we need
these
in
a
date, or is this like on a date?
These are weird dating requirements. So yeah, maybe it's on a date. Maybe
because some of these I get like on a date, especially
this
if it's
is
a
not,
first date. But if it's just like when you're in your walking around your life, when you'll have it with a person that you're dating.
Before we move on from the backwards hat, Tracy writes in and says, when my fiance wears his hat backwards, I'm ready to, quote, make sandwiches.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, that can be hot. I get it. Like, I get it some places.
Right.
But if you're, like, out to a fancy dinner, yeah, that's not appropriate.
So this would not be for a date, but would just a weird dating requirement.
Okay.
They have to snore.
They have to snore?
Because snoring is cute.
Oh, no, it's disruptive. It's disruptive.
It's cute.
No, ask my husband. He's
according to this person, it's cute.
No, we my husband and I, we both take turns like having issues with that. So no, it's not good for, and it makes the other cranky because you can't sleep. Wakes you up. How does it not wake you up?
Now, this is a weird dating requirement, but this was one of the responses. They can't eat the last pickle and put the empty jar back in the fridge. I think pickle could be substituted for anything. Like,
right, yes.
Like,
if it's done, then
take it
toss
out of the fridge.
It out.
Yeah, I mean, this is something, again, my kids do.
Sure, 1,000%.
They'll finish something and put it right back in the fridge.
Right, empty box.
I'm like,
lots of empty boxes in the pantry. It's like, how did, I didn't know it was gone.
Why did you put the empty jug of milk back in the fridge?
Right, it is gone, throw it away. How are we supposed to know when we need stuff?
And I don't even have the jugs of milk that you can't see through, like the white jugs of milk.
Yeah, the
I have the clear.
Yeah,
well, I have the clear or the carton, but I have the clear jugs that you can clearly see through, and so they'll
and
still
they put the empty one back.
Yes.
Oh wow. Okay.
So weird dating requirements. I don't know if you've had something to add. You can text it 502-795-1997, but some funny ones there. And then the last one here that we'll get to, they have to like frogs.
Like frogs?
At least a little.
Like to pet?
or
like
maybe
how
just in
often
general?
Do you encounter frogs?
Well,
for
you
that
know,
to be a requirement for someone.
I don't
that's
know.
Odd. Unless you have a pet frog.
I mean, I would imagine you probably go out at night and you hear the frogs in your backyard.
Okay. If you have a pet frog, we'll call him Fred. And then you start dating someone, I get you need to be on board with Fred, my frog.
Yeah, but that's your
otherwise,
pet. So what about frog, the species in general?
But I feel like we're all fine with them because how often do we encounter them? When was the
and
last time you saw a frog?
And what have they done something to you?
Exactly.
they don't necessarily bother me.
No.
So why would
I live out in the yard. Occasionally, I might hear them if I'm near a creek.
All right. Well, anyways. Weird dating. That was a weird dating
that
requirement.
That is a little bizarre.
On 99.7 DJX.